This is Educated and Empowered. Hey guys, it's Tennille M. Jackson coming to you one more time with yet another podcast. And in fact, we are on part four of this 9-part Fruit of the Spirit series. I am excited. It does not seem like that we've already been going. I'd love for this to be part four, but we are yet here. And so the question of the day, what we are talking about, what this entire series is about, is what is the missing fruit that is the root of your problem? And so again, this is part four, so that means that there was a part one, two, and three, right? So part one was on love, and we talked about not just love for self or love for others, but we talked about both love for self and love for others. As what we are doing is this is a biblical reference that we're using. So I have given a disclaimer every day, and I will continue to give the disclaimer that this is really for believers. If you don't read the Bible or you don't agree with the Bible, you don't live your life off the Bible or based upon biblical principles, then this is not the discussion for you, and that is fine. But for those of you who are believers, then the biblical scriptures that we're coming from, it comes from Galatians, which is a book in the New Testament, Galatians, the 5th chapter, verses 22 and 23. And I'll read those two verses in a moment. But on the first day, we talked about the first principle, which was love. And again, you can't say either or, that it's okay to either love yourself or love others. You have to do both, because the commandment says that we are to love our neighbors as ourselves. And so it's not possible to love somebody else if you don't first love you. And so many times we overlook that, because again, especially those of us who are over 40, we didn't grow up in a time where there was a highlight or a campaign on self-love and self-care, right? Like, especially if you are a female, you know, you saw whether somebody sat you down and said this, what you saw a mother, a aunt, a grandmother just constantly taking care of other people. When we came up, you were not seeing women go to spas, and maybe that is a money thing as well. So maybe depending on how affluent you were, maybe you did see it. But when I was coming up, I didn't see my mother or my aunts or my grandmothers. I didn't see them going to spas. I didn't see them taking care of themselves. I saw them constantly holding down their household. I saw them, whether they were married or not married, if they were married, taking care of their spouses, if they were not married, taking care of their children. That's what I saw. And so even though it may not have been said, Tennille, we don't take care of ourselves, what was shown was that we don't take care of ourselves because we're always taking care of other people. And that is not a bad thing to be selfless, right? It's not bad to be selfless. However, if you never take the time to love you, then that is bad, because you are missing a critical piece to the puzzle. So again, if you want to know more about that, you have to go to that podcast. Again, that was part one. And at this point, you can only access that by going to the podcast on anchor.fm. Again, whether it be there or Spotify or iHeart. But then day two, we talked about joy. We talked about what joy was, what it looked like if you did have it, and what it looked like if you didn't have it, right? And then we didn't end it there, but we talked about what you could do to restore it. Yesterday we talked about peace. We broke peace down, giving you the definition of what peace is. We told you what your life, how your life could be benefited if you had peace, and the disaster that came if you didn't have peace. And again, what you could do to retain peace, or to get peace to come back to you. And so on today, we are on the fourth fruit. And so again, I put out there, if you are not already following me across social media, please feel free to do so. You can find me on Wisdom. Find and follow me on Wisdom, on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, on LinkedIn, on TikTok, on YouTube, and Clubhouse, all at My Name Is Tenille. That's My Name Is T-O-N-E-A-L. If you are not already subscribed to my podcast, then I encourage you to go to anchor.fm and you can keyword search Educated and Empowered, or keyword search Tenille M. Jackson. And well, if you keyword search Tenille M. Jackson, you may get my song that came out. But you can find my podcast, Educated and Empowered, and subscribe to the podcast. It is only $3.99 a month, and you'll be able to access all of these episodes, right? And so I've already said that some of the episodes you'll be able to get for free, but the remaining maybe 3 or 4 episodes, you will have to be a subscriber to access it. I am not going to be live talking about it anywhere else except for under anchor.fm, or like I say, even if you go to another streaming podcast, you have to subscribe to it, right? Because again, at the end of the day, we want to be sowers as well as reapers. We don't want to just have it where somebody is always just giving to you and you're never giving back. And so if you have been listening to me, and if you enjoy the content that you're receiving, then it should not be a problem to want to sow into my podcasting situation. I don't want to call it a ministry because I don't necessarily consider it a ministry yet. I more so look at my podcasting as a coaching tool. It is an extension of what I do as a life coach and as a literary coach. And so when you pay that $3.99 a month, you're able to not just access the free content, but you're also able to get exclusive access to the bonus content that I make specifically for my subscribers. And so all of that said, let's jump right into it. So again, today is part 4, and I'm going to read for you the scripture where we're coming from, Galatians the 5th chapter, starting at verse 22 and reading the 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, aka patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, right? So we've already touched the fact that when we say fruit, it's not with an S, it's singular. So many people say the fruits of the Spirit, because what you're looking at is you're looking at they're naming 9 different things. So how can it be one? Because the 9 things work together to make one masterpiece. Again, just as if you're making a cake, yes, you have the final result is one cake, but how do you get that one cake? By adding multiple ingredients. You need eggs, you need sugar, you need flour, you know, and depending on what flavor you're going for. So there are multiple ingredients that you need to get that final result of one cake. So is this. So there are multiple ingredients, and so you never want to get to the point of believing that, oh, it's okay if I don't have this. I got love, so I don't need joy. Well, I have peace, so I don't need patience. No, you need them all. And if you didn't need to have them all, then God would not have given us all of them, or at least given us access to all of them, right? And what happens is we all have been given a measure of everything that we need. But sometimes life has a tendency of beating up on us, right? And if you are not
equipped to handle the pressures of life. Then, you know, the joy that you had, once upon a time when you were in your teens, when you were in your early 20s, you were just like so happy-go-lucky. You were always the person that had the great attitude, the positive demeanor. But then, you know, you had a lot of different relationships that went to the left, or you got a lot of, you know, bad news, or maybe you lost some people or lost some things. And after a while, you just noticed that your joy started to dissipate, right? But it's not that God changed his mind on wanting you to have joy. It's just the fact that it got harder for you to choose joy as life continued to happen. But the fact of the matter is that life is going to happen. Life is going to continue to life, because that's what life does. And so what you don't want to do is expect that life is going to stop life. And well, once life stopped happening to me, if life stopped happening to you, then that means that you are dead. And I'm sorry to be morbid, but that's just what it means. So you don't want for life to stop happening. What you should want is just to know how to better handle what life is handing you, right? When you keep getting the bad notices, the bad news, the bad phone calls, how do I deal with that and not allow it to affect my joy, not allow it to affect my peace, not allow it to affect my demeanor in some regard, right? And what you have to understand is that this is a conscious choice that you have to make. If you are a person that by default have never possessed, or never, I'll put it like this, you never activated the fruit of the Spirit in your life, then if you've never activated, that means that you've never tasted it. You don't know what it's like to live in it. You don't know. If you've never had peace, that means you never activated peace, because it was always there, you just never used it. And the point is that you don't have to continue to go your life without something just because you never had it. It just means that now you have to work even harder in order to get it, right? So not that it's not possible to have, just that it is going to be necessary to put in work, right? It's just like any type of relationship. You have to put in work. A lot of times people talk about, oh, well, I just want to have this relationship where I've been with somebody for 10 years and all of these things. But you got to understand that if you're in a relationship with somebody for 10 years, 20 years, whatever, any type of long-term relationship, you're going to have some obstacles. And a lot of times people don't want to talk about the obstacles. People don't want to talk about the going through. You feel like that because you know someone who has been together for 20 years, and because you haven't heard about any of the negative things, that must mean that they never encounter any negative situation. That's not the case. You just don't know about it, right? Like, everybody doesn't choose to air their grievances on social media. Everybody doesn't put their problems in front of the world to see. There are, believe it or not, people who still know how to deal with matters privately. Everybody doesn't have to go before the world and publicize the fact that, you know, my husband didn't come home last night, my wife cheated on me, my husband stole my money. Like, people, when they are in relationships, especially if it's long-term relationships, one of the reasons why it can be long-term is because they've learned how to keep everybody else out of their relationship. So then just the two of them can sit and work it together, right? So the point that I'm making is that you have to figure out what it is that you are lacking, because as I've told you all, we're looking a lot at, we're also incorporating that scripture that says, let a man examine himself. So many times we get sidetracked because we're always looking at what the next person is doing. We feel like we have a sense of righteousness or a sense of error, whatever, about us, like, because of the fact that, hey, if I'm doing better than Sally, or I'm doing better than Susie, then that means I don't have anything to work on. No. Because you might have James or John that's better than you. So it gets very dangerous to try to compare your growth, your progress, or your whatever you're trying to do. You cannot measure your purpose against someone else, because everyone has their own purpose. The only person, and if you've been listening to me, you probably gonna say it with me, the only person that you should be comparing yourself to is the you that you were on yesterday. That is your only goal. The only competition that you have is to be better today than you were on yesterday. And so when we're going through this series, what I want you to be doing, if it's possible to have a pen and paper, then write down, take notes, figure out what you need to do and where you need to work. If it's not possible, if you're en route or you're on the go, then, you know, just go over to anchor.fm and then you can pull the podcast back up and listen to it at your leisure. But again, you want to make sure that whatever it is, today we're talking about patience, but whatever it is that you are lacking, do the work to examine yourself. Figure out what you are lacking and then what you can do in order to get better. You're just now tuning in. What we're talking about, the topic again, this is our 9-part series and we are on part 4. What is the missing fruit that is the root of your problem? And today we talk about patience. Now, the word you won't see if you're using the King James Version Bible, because our scripture was based from Galatians, the 5th chapter, verses 22 and 23. If you're using King James Version, you will not see the word patience. You will see the word long suffering. And understand that long suffering means to do that. Suffer long, right? Because in life, you are going to go through some situations and you're going to have to know how to go through them and how to grow through them, right? Understand that the different situations that you're going through is not just for the sake of going through it. You're supposed to be learning lessons as you go through, so you don't just go through, but that you also grow through. And so when we look at the definition for patience, it says the capacity to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without getting angry or upset. So let me read that again. When we talk about long suffering or patience, it is the capacity. So the ability, you're able to do this. You're able to accept or tolerate delay. You're able to accept trouble. You're able to accept suffering without getting angry or upset. So in listening to that definition, do you have patience mastered? When things don't go your way, when you thought you were going to get the promotion, but they said, oh, it's going to be another 3 months, 6 months, or a year. When you thought you were closing on the house and somehow it fell through. When you thought that, you know, you were going to be pregnant this time, but it wasn't so. Like, are you able to get that news and still be okay? Or does it throw you for a loop and you lose your mind? You're going, you know, you're all out of sorts. You're acting out of character. Do you know how to handle bad news? Do you know how to bounce back? Do you know how to be okay from things that may not happen when you want? Do you know how? Hold on, y'all.
I am a life coach. And
hold on. Let's keep going. So here's what we're saying. When bad things happen to you, do you know how to bounce back from them? Do you know how not to allow it to overtake you? Or do you feel like that once you get a no, that that's the end of life? I remember hearing a minister speak before and he said, delay does not mean deny. And so we have to understand that there is something that we should be doing when you get that no, right? So now if we're talking about just real life stuff, you can really kind of paraphrase it to dealing with rejection, right? Like a lot of times there are people
who don't know how to deal with rejection. When somebody tells you, no, that idea isn't it. No, I don't want to be with you. No, you're not going to be able to do this, that, or third, right? Like, what you have to learn how to do is be able to bounce back. Now, I'm going to come from another scripture. This is the first chapter of James, and actually, I'm going to start at 2. I was going to do 3, but I want to start at 2. It says, my brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So again, understand, listen to what it said, and let's break it down. It says, count it joy when you fall into diverse temptations, right? It says diverse. Again, I'm reading the King James Version, but I'm just going to give it to you in regular layman's terms. So when temptation come on you, count it joy. And understand, it didn't say if you fall into these temptations. It says when you fall into it. So again, temptation doesn't always just mean something that's sexually connected, right? There are a lot of things that we are tempted by. Things that you know you should be saying no to, but you can't say you. It's so hard for your flesh to reject it or to turn it away, right? So whether you're talking about, you know, someone that you're attracted to, yes, that could be one of the temptations. But food is also a temptation. For some people, money, gambling, that's a temptation, right? Like, there are so many different types of temptations that exist. And it says, counting joy when you do, when these things come on you. Because they're going to come on you. But it says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. So what does that mean? Just because you encounter temptation does not mean you have to be defeated by temptation. It does not mean just because somebody come up on you, if we're going to use a sexual example, just because someone throws themselves on you does not mean that they have to be successful, right? Think about Joseph and Potiphar's wife. Here it is, this woman comes and throws herself on this man. And he could have had his way with her. That was temptation, literally temptation throwing itself at him. And he had integrity. Even though temptation was right there at him, he was able to walk away, right? He was able to say, I'm not going to fall for this. So there are things that may come your way. You might have drugs, might have alcohol. You might have, again, men and women at you. You might have food that's thrown at you. Whatever your vice is, understand that you're going to encounter it, because this is what Satan does. The enemy knows everything about you. The enemy knows how to try you. The enemy knows your weaknesses. The enemy knows your fears. This is the reason why you don't want to have fear. You don't want to operate in fear, because then he's able to take advantage of those things. So you have to understand where you need to get stronger. And so understand again that you may walk right into things that tempt you. But just because it comes at you, let's say you're a person that just, you know, you're sober maybe about 2 or 3 days. And then next thing you know, for whatever reason, you got to go into a bar. Just because you encounter what tempts you does not mean that it has to be successful. You can still be triumphant. It says that the trying of your faith worketh patience. So if you are able to believe that you can overcome whatever that thing is, it may take some time to do it, but you're able to overcome it. And so you will be able, if you allow, again, when you're talking about patience or suffering long, it is, look, don't nobody want to suffer. Can we just be real, real, real quick? Everybody talk about they want to be with Jesus. But don't nobody want to die? And how can you be with Jesus unless you die? Because this body can't make it into heaven. Everybody talk about, oh, you know, I want to be just like Jesus. And Skip not even want to die. You want to be like Jesus, but you don't want to suffer nothing. You don't want to go through anything. And you have to understand that if you are going to call yourself a Christian, the root of that is Christ. And so if Christ suffered, he had to know how to suffer long. And I'm not just talking about with the crucifixion. Right? Like, even though in the Bible we don't read a lot about Christ, like, you know, about his birth, and then it starts really with his ministry, and then next thing you know he's 30 whatever, and it's about time for him to die. So you don't get a lot of play by play on what it was that he did, but the things that you did see, a lot of time Jesus was being talked about. He was being mocked. And all of these things, do you not understand that it takes patience to deal with folk that are unruly? It takes patience to deal with folk that are ignorant. And when I say ignorant, in this point, they did not know who he was, and he still had to be able to deal with them in their ignorance. Many of us don't want to deal with folks that we know, much less dealing with folks that we don't know. When they, oh, you gonna talk about me like that? Okay, let's see what you gonna get. You see what I'm saying? Like, most of us, when if somebody is doing something wrong to us, then even if you don't retaliate, because most of us are still trying to retaliate, even if you don't retaliate, many of us are not praying that prayer that Christ prayed. We're not praying the Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do prayer. We praying that you better get out of my face. That's our prayer. You, if you don't want to see this side, you better pray I don't come and do something to you. So you better get out of my face. And so we have to learn. We really have to learn how to embrace patience. It's so hard, and I'm gonna tell you why it's hard. Because in order really to get patience, you know how to get patience when you pray and you ask God to give you patience. You know, 9 times out of 10 what he gonna give you, the situations that's gonna make you need patience. Lord, please give me patience. Next thing you know, your little baby cousin is coming over, the one that don't ever stop crying. Because why? You need some patience. So God say, well, you want patience. I'm finna show you how to get patience. Endure through this. Go through this. You want patience? You know what's gonna happen? Something gonna happen at your job, and you gotta wait a week or 2 weeks or 3 months in order for the next step to go through. God say, well, you said you wanted patience. Because patience is not just saying, okay, well, next time this happens, I'm gonna be good. No. Patience, it trains you. You have to learn how to be patient. It ain't easy, especially if you got a short fuse. If every time, like, if you don't know how to wait at all, and anytime you ever deal with people that got road rage, you won't know why they got road rage, because they lack patience, right? And I'm not talking about one particular person. I mean, just even a demographic. I'm out of Chicago. When I'm in Chicago driving, do you understand it's an entirely different atmosphere than when I go to Texas or when I go to Georgia and drive? Do you know, in the South, like, everything there is just a little bit slower? And that's, I don't mean that in nothing more than the highest form of compliment. Like, they not in a rush. They'll get there whenever they want to get there. You know, so hey, you want to come on, come through, you know. So if you driving down there, when because I've been there, I've been to Texas and Georgia both multiple times, and whenever I go, I'm always just amazed at how my body kind of transitions, right? Because when you first get there, you on edge because you got that Chicago flare up in you, you know, because you trying to hurry up and get where you going, and everybody just don't nobody want to drive. But when you go down south to drive, like, it's just a little different. You feel almost dumb. You feel almost dumb for being so angry, because They not in a hurry. And if you are in a hurry, the hospitality shines through. They let you go ahead and get right in front of them. They can just wait. I remember one year, this was some years ago, and I was working with the census, and I was in Georgia. And again, I'm used to being in Chicago, where if you ring somebody's doorbell, you know, within maybe a minute, you know, a minute is a long time. So you ring somebody's doorbell, and normally within seconds, you hear them rushing to the door if they're not already at the door in Chicago. In Georgia, you ring somebody's doorbell, and I'm there, and I'm thinking I'm being nice because I waited for about 2 minutes, and nobody came. I didn't hear anything. So I done walked all the way back to my car, and by the time I make it to my car, the person is just now getting to the door. And I'm saying to myself, wow. And you know why? Because they're not in a hurry. So I think that sometimes that lack of patience is also just a product of where you live too. You know, so it could very well, parts of patience could very well be something that's taught. But I'm gonna tell you like this, whether it's taught or learned, you have to understand that there's a place for it in your life. And if you don't have it, then you definitely have to understand that it's necessary to get it. If you guys are just tuning in, we are on part 4 of the 9-part series of the Fruit of the Spirit. And the title question is, what is the missing fruit that is the root of your problem? And so here is the thing, in talking about patience, you have to understand that not having patience could cost you so many things, right? Like sometimes we have to just learn how to wait, because there are things that only life can prepare you for. And when I say that, I mean there are things that no matter how much you rush, you may not find it out until you get to be a certain age. Why? Because there are just certain experiences that come with being a certain age. I was telling my husband the other day, I said, you know what? I really love being in my 40s. And I'm just being really transparent with you guys. I said, I really love being in my 40s because it feels like I've always, like by default, and this isn't saying in a conceited way, it's just what it is. I've always been smart, right? So and when I say that again, just to give you some context, I graduated, I was valedictorian of my high school when I went to DePaul, you know, I graduated with honors. So like I've always been smart. So I possess knowledge, but I just don't know that I had wisdom, right? And I told him, I said, and definitively, I can definitely say as soon as I hit 40, maybe at 39, but 40, life just changed a little bit. Because in my 20s and even some of my 30s, like early 30s, but I was definitely so high strung. Everything need to happen yesterday. How come this ain't already done? And then you over the top. You always angry, always frustrated, always mad about something because this should have been done yesterday, 2 days ago. Why is it just now happening? But I don't know. It's something about once you hit 40, you realize that, oh, it's okay. You know, and in the non-sarcastic way, like literally, it's okay. It didn't get done today. That's okay. God willing, it'll get done tomorrow. Like there's just something in you that just kind of slows you down where you just understand that life ain't over because it didn't happen today. It just means that it wasn't meant to happen. And I think that you combine patience. Patience is a part of wisdom, you know, because there are things that now by the time you hit a certain age, you've experienced so many things that you kind of see where your mistakes were. When you were young, you were too much in it to be able to see it. But by the time you hit a certain age, you're able to have gained enough experience to say, oh, yeah, because if you do this, this is what's going to happen. And it slows you down some. So I think that with age, to an extent, you get a little more patience because of the fact that you've experienced enough heartache and headache, right? But for those who don't want to wait until they're for the irony, right, to say you don't want to wait, and we're talking about patience, but those who don't want to wait until it, you just naturally come with it through experience, understand that everything does not always have to happen in your timing, but it will always happen in God's timing. And so if you pray that nevertheless prayer, you're going to be okay. What is the nevertheless prayer? Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. See, a lot of times when we're praying amiss, right? Like, we don't even really know how to pray. We pray selfish prayers. We pray for everything about us and making sure our life work well and everything is good with us. And so those prayers may not always get answered, but ultimately what it is that you need will get answered. And so that's the benefit when you have patience. Then patience is saying you don't have a problem with waiting. So you have to adjust your mindset. You have to get your mindset to know that it's okay to wait. I'm not gonna die if I don't get it tomorrow. I'm not gonna die if it don't happen next week. Like, there'll just be some other answer that unfolds. And so, well, how do I get to the step where I just stop being so impatient? Well, you pray and you ask God to help you with your patience. You ask God to, even beyond that, to give him to give you to trust him more. Because one of the issues when we're impatient, one of the things that that's tied to is a lack of trust. I need everything now because I don't believe that I don't believe it's going to happen tomorrow. Like, if I don't have it right now, then I don't know when it's going to happen. So that means there's a lack of trust there. And so we want to just work on, again, I say, work on being better. And you will realize that when you do have patience, like, what patience does is it really kicks out stress. It kicks out worry. It kicks out anxiety. It kicks out fear, right? Think about it. When you are fearful, anxious, stressing, like all of those things, you're really, when you're acting off of those emotions, then you're really like in a rush and you're not in your right mind. You're not in the right headspace. And so you're hurriedly making decisions that may not be the right decision, right? But if you just slow down and you give it a minute, like, how many times have you gone shopping and it's what they call impulse buying? It ain't really the best thing, but you just think that if I don't get it now, then I'll never get it. And you rush and you get it as opposed to just waiting, and it ends up being a really bad decision. And had you just waited, right, that's a decision you wouldn't have made. And a lot of times that's what they'll advise you, especially like when you're buying homes. The realtors and stuff, they'll tell you, go home and think about it. Because these are big decisions. And so what I would encourage you to do, especially as it pertains to your decision making, when you are in a place and space where you have to make a big decision, don't be in such a rush to come up with a decision. It's not wrong. It's nothing wrong with just waiting. Think about it. Pray about it. If it's meant to be, if it's for you, then it'll be there later on. Whether later on is later on that day, the next day, next week, next month, or next year. Well, Tanil, how can you say that with such certainty? Because the Bible says that we know that all things work together for good to them who love God, who are the called according to his purpose. So that means that whatever it is that God has for you, nobody is going to be able to take that away from you. So you don't have to always be in a hurry to try to make this decision, afraid that, because if I don't make this now, if I don't take the deal now, if I don't. And many times those deals that you rush into
are some of the biggest things that you regret. And whether it's a deal or a decision. So I'll just say it like that. What those decisions that you rush into. Ooh, I got to hurry up and get him a decision today. Because if I don't tell him, yeah, he going to go to the next person. Let him. You want to learn how to be able to have standards for yourself in all aspects of your life. And so sometimes you just have to be willing to wait. And so in either case, guys, that's really the bulk of it today as we're talking about patience. I may put gentleness and goodness together because, again, understand that there are 9 fruit that collectively make up the fruit puzzle that we've been talking about. We've already talked about love, joy, peace. Today we talked about patience. So then that means that you have 5 of them that's left. And the 5 that's left is gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. And so because gentleness and goodness kind of overlaps a little bit, I may do those 2 in the same podcast. And so that faith, meekness, and temperance. And when we say temperance, that's another way of saying discipline or self-control. So when we're doing faith, meekness, and temperance, those will be the ones that if you want to hear those lessons, those episodes, you're going to have to subscribe to my Educated and Empowered podcast. It's only going to be available there. But again, if you want to hear the replay to any of the ones that we've done thus far, you can go to anchor.fm and you can actually access those replays for free. But I'm just giving you all a heads up that faith, meekness, and temperance, those will be the 3 that in order for you to access them, to hear what the episodes are, what the advice is, the tips are, the discussions, you're going to have to be a paid subscriber. And you can do this simply by, again, going to anchor.fm or Spotify or iHeart or any of the major streaming platforms, Stitcher, Apple and Google Podcasts, Overcast, CastBox. You can go to any of those and keyword search Educated and Empowered, and then you can subscribe to the podcast for only $3.99 a month. And again, whether you want to look at it and say, my goodness, the information that you are providing is so valuable, I definitely want to, you know, get that information. Or if you're just saying, hey, I think that what you're doing is great and I really just want to support what you're doing. Either way, it's appreciated. But again, like I say, I'm giving you all a heads up now that those will be the 3, faith, meekness, and temperance, that if you want to hear the, as they would say, the conclusion of the matter, you're going to have to go ahead and subscribe. But we're going to combine fruits 4 and 5. So parts 4 and 5, gentleness and goodness, we will get those knocked out in 1 podcast. We'll do a joint podcast. So that one might go a little bit longer, but it may not, because they both, again, they're very similar. So we're going to talk about them both 2 and 1. But thank you all so much. And again, if you are not already following me, please feel free to do so on Wisdom, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, TikTok, Clubhouse. You can find me at My Name Is Tenille. And then if you would like to have a consultation with me or work with me as your coach, then feel free to reach out to me by going to my website, mynameistenille.com. That's my name is TONEAL.com. Or if you want to just shoot a quick question to me, you can do that across any social media platform. But please feel free to follow me. And those of you who are connected with me on Facebook, do not forget that I do have my Educated and Empowered coaching community. And so if you want to be connected with me there, that's the space where I give you life and literary tips every day. There is a different tip that you can find or access to something that's going to help to enrich restricts you in some kind of way. But again, thank you all so much. Don't forget to subscribe. Anchor.fm, keyword search, educated and empowered, only $3.99 a day. Thank you all so much for tuning in. And until next time, you guys have a blessed rest of your day. Thanks.